Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Life advice from John Jansen. You can send them in. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. Categories today. Sports gifts.
Oh, okay. I like sports.
Working on Father's Day.
Okay, done that before as well.
Grad school and Father's Day.
I've done that.
And Father's Day versus Mother's Day.
Ooh, big controversy.
That's right. We'll start with sports gifts.
Okay, it's the easy one.
Dear John, this is a text I received from a fellow high school lacrosse parent. Hi, insert my name. The club wants to get something for the girls for winning counties and districts. Most of them don't want sweatshirts or apparel. I know someone that can get us a discount on jewelry. A bunch of us thought it'd be neat to get a necklace for the girls that they have forever, but parents would have to contribute at least $100. If you don't want the necklace, we would buy you a Yeti water bottle with their initials or team logo at no cost to you. I'm sending pictures to check it out. This is a surprise for the girls. Don't say anything to them. My thoughts are this is nice, but in my mind, I think about the kids' parents who either can't afford it or who have kids left out and didn't play, and I'm thinking some of the rich kids are just going to get overpriced necklaces while the rest of us get free Yetis. This upsets me for some reason. Even if everyone does pay, what do you think of the idea?
I like the idea of the Yetis. It's something that the kids will use every day or could use every day. Something that'll last for them for a long time. I've got a coffee mug that I don't have with me today, but I normally bring. I had coffee early this morning. And I've had it. It was a Father's Day gift that I've had for a decade, and it looks nearly as good today as it did then. So I think that to me is more of a gift that is useful at that young of an age that they could use over and over. And even if it's, we all got coffee mugs that have been in our, or containers that have been in our cupboards for decades. I think it's one that they'll keep forever and could tell a story every time somebody says, oh, what's that? I don't know that the last time I walked up to anyone and said, oh, that's a nice necklace. What's that? You want to have something that creates a conversation. And if it's not going to be like some, you know, gigantic championship ring, which I don't think this raises to that level, then yeah, do the Yeti. Because then all of a sudden somebody says, oh, well, what was that for? And then you could tell the story about your team. You could tell a story about the season, about your friends.
It could be that you're not a female, because I literally just asked a woman yesterday, wow, what is that on your necklace? And it was her dad's thumbprint, and it had like his dates. It was really neat, and maybe it's more of a female thing, because I have had people ask me about mine as well, and it's always women, of course. Like, there's not a man being like, what's on your necklace? I think
right,
the necklace,
because
it
hangs like, what am I looking at?
I think the necklace is a cool idea, but why
you're wearing a necklace.
Why not just do the Yetis for everyone?
You don't want to have a caste system or like tiers of the rich parents get this and the poor kids get this.
Do the Yetis for everyone. Everyone gets that gift, and you can still let the parents know, hey, here's a cool other gift idea. Maybe you want to do it for a birthday, Christmas If you want to hook up on a discount on jewelry, if the hoity, I know this person.
If the hoity-toities want to get their girls a necklace, they can do it. But the team should have a unified
gift. I agree. The team should all get the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, number two, working Father's Day. Dear John, so my job offered me to work Father's Day. In exchange, I will have a four-day weekend the following weekend. To me, this was a great deal, and I can actually take the family out for an actual getaway instead of just trying to hurry back. Of course, I took the offer because it was an open offer and only a few spots were open, so time was of the essence. Now, my wife is mad at me because I didn't consult her, but I feel like I did it for them to begin with, and I won't apologize. She has much more flexibility with her schedule and can make a change, but she's more mad that I didn't ask her first.
It's your Father's Day. You do what you want to with it. And yeah, when you're a dad, you want to do things with the kids. I'm looking forward to Father's Day because we'll be at baseball and softball and all that stuff, but we'll have dinner together. If you're going to work on the weekend, are you making more money as well?
I don't know that he's...
I think you're going to do that on a Father's Day. Maybe there's an overtime or something.
Yeah. I mean, if you're making more, but you get a four-day weekend, hey, postpone Father's Day for a week.
Yeah,
who cares
what the calendar
says? It's not like postponing Christmas for a day, which you could do because the Lions are playing on Christmas.
Some people do move their Christmas around with multiple family members and things like that. So it's not unheard of to move a holiday if it fits your schedule.
Almost every holiday. And Father's Day, I mean, in fact, I've worked on Father's Day before as well, doing sports talk for, in previous iterations of my career. So, yeah, I think he's justified in doing this and should not apologize for what you want to do on Father's Day.
Well, that's what stood out is refusing to apologize to your partner is a slippery spot to be in. The other thing would be if she had already made plans, but he didn't say that. If she had already made plans for that day and had to move them, I get being annoyed.
But
we don't know that.
But he's making, you don't want to get in the competition. Well, my plans are better than yours. But if he's making plans to take them on a trip, even if it's just to the other side of the state or up north or something like that. Yeah.
Next one is grad school. Dear John, I'm trying to figure out if it's worth going back for grad school. Some backstory. I got my degree in 2020 during COVID. Didn't exactly get off to a great start. I have a finance degree, but I've bounced around entry-level stuff, never really finding a home. I've strongly considered going back for an MBA. I miss my college days. I view it as a chance to reset. My concern, though, is getting into more debt. I still owe money from undergrad. What if I don't get some big raise out of this and I'm drowning in debt? What do you think?
Well, I'm always a big fan of adding more things to your resume. And the debt is a huge question. And I would caution you, it's not going back to your college days. Those days are gone. You're not going to be in a frat house. You're not going to be on campus. You're going to be living at home, commuting to, or doing a lot of that work from home. But that's the beauty of being able to go back to grad school post 2020 era. A lot of the classes are now online and you only have to show up for an exam or show up to a presentation, something of that nature. So you could do a lot of it from home while you're still working and continuing to try and get out of debt. I would say do it. I'm a big fan of adding as much to your resume as possible, especially if you are, I'm assuming if you graduated college in 2020, you're 24, 25 years old at this point. It's easier to do it younger than it is older.
I agree with you. I would typically, obviously, I don't know this person's financial situation, but I would typically be the person that would say, go and do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be sure you're going to make more money, but that's the thought here. And if it is, it's never too late to reinvent yourself. I mean, he's not even 30 years old, I would assume. So go for it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the last one is Father's Day versus Mother's Day.
Boy.
So my husband and I have kids each from previous marriages and no kids together. That's the starting point.
Okay.
For Mother's Day, he cooked me dinner and got me flowers, which is great. It's what he did last year, and it was really nice. For Father's Day, he's been dropping hints of things that he wants, like this Blackstone grill, but it's pretty expensive. He did the same for Mother's Day last year and dropped hints that he wanted this $600 juicer. I ended up getting him a small gift from me and a gift from the kids and cooked him dinner. When he dropped the hint this year, I mentioned that he hasn't gotten me any big gifts for Mother's Day, and I haven't asked for anything. His response was, I didn't realize we're keeping track, and it is a tit for tat situation. Now he is a great father and a stepfather, and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but should I be getting him this, or am I being a jerk?
This is a tough one. I would not expect, if it was just flowers and a nice dinner for that I got you, I wouldn't expect something pricey in return for Father's Day. And again, it doesn't have to be I did this for you, you have to do this for me type of situation. But the expectations are that if that's what was good for Mother's Day, it would be what is also good for Father's Day. I'm big about experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the experience is just grilling at home, maybe you don't have that Blackstone, maybe that's something that you decide to do later on and you do that together because it keeps everything outside. It's, you know, there's a lot of ways we can rationalize a new grill, right? It's really good for you as well. Maybe get her the Blackstone for Mother's Day and say, I'm going to do all the cooking outside so you don't have to worry about doing it inside.
She didn't do anything wrong, and she doesn't have to get him a big gift. You're equals, the standard set.
I feel like Father's Day and Mother's Day aren't, for me anyway, and in our family, aren't the day where you're going and buying really expensive gifts for each other. I get a date where I'll take the kids so that Colin can have some free time. He can go out and do what he wants, whether that's golf or disc golf or whatever he's going to do. And then maybe it's still some quality family time. The kids will get him a gift. He's going to get something, but it's not. We don't do big gifts for Father's Day and Mother's Day.
Again, to me, it's more about the experiences. And I also think that there's an opportunity, if an opportunity presents itself, like at a Mother's Day, if all of a sudden, hey, there was something that would make my wife life a lot easier, I'll go ahead and do that, but not expect that this Father's Day you're going to repay in kind.
No.
There might be something down the road where it's an opportunity that there's something I said or makes my life easier, and it doesn't have to be the same thing every year is my point.
You should never give a gift expecting that same type of gift in return.
Yeah.
Right? The fun of giving a gift is giving a gift, is not expecting that same type of gift coming back to you.
Right.
Yeah, I also think a grill and a $600 juicer are big items to give for Father's Day in general, even if that was their standard.
They're gifts. Those are things you talk about, say, hey, we need these things for the home. Should we buy one of these? It's not like, hey, buy me a juicer.
Flippantly, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your advice from John Jansen. You can send in your questions, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's Dear John, 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.